All right, well, so I know we're going to start the Mirtz Hashem. We're supposed to continue a little bit on the Kutei Moharan. So it happens to be, I'll give you just a little bit of background. Before Pesach, I got a beautiful Pesach called Or HaOros, which is all of the different stories and different Dvartlach of Rabbi Nachman. So to be honest, before Pesach, I did not have a second to crack it open. Literally, just after Shavuos, for the first time, I had a couple of minutes. I sat down. I opened up the Haggadah Shel Pesach. But it happens to be he has some beautiful, beautiful ideas over here that I want to be able to share with you. So let's take a look. So we're going to do a couple of different things. So first of all, take a look. If you look by paragraph A, so remember again by the Chassidim, there's a big, and we might do this for. I mean, I want to ultimately go back to the Kotei Moharan, but we're going to spend a little bit of time on this as well. So remember, amazingly enough, there by the Chassidim, they have the concept of a hineni muchan muzuman. They have the concept that before they go ahead and they do anything, any mitzvah, there's always a hineni hareni muchan muzuman. Behold, I am prepared to go ahead and perform mitzvah. Fill in the blank. Now it's interesting, by the way, that by the Hasidically challenged, right? So by the Misnagdim, so they don't do this. But interesting, there's one time a year where everybody seems to do it. That's when Pesach, which is just very interesting, a very interesting idea. In almost all of the Haggadahs, you will find printed the Hareni Muchan Umezuman statements. Now the truth is, there's a logic to that that has to do with the fact that the mitzvos halayla, the mitzvos of Leila Pesach, actually require explicit kavana. But in any event, so the Rebbe here talks about the idea of Hareni. So it always intrigued me. Like, what exactly is it? Hineni muchan umezuman, lekayim mitzvahs, whatever. Right? So, like, just to give you the background, the reason why this intrigued me is, you know, the Levi Yitzchak Berditcher brings down that before Shmona Esrei, so we say, Hashem safasai tiftach ufi agiti lasechar. If I shall open my mouth and let my lips say your praise. So the Rebbe says very beautifully that that's, he calls that a tefillah lifnei hatfila. It's a prayer. In other words, listen, what does that mean? He says that we believe that you have to daven in order to be able to daven. I'm saying, Ribono Shel Olam, I need to daven Shmona Esrei. I need to ask all of my different requests of you. I need to go ahead and ask all my different bakashas. And I need your help to be able to ask in the right way. I need your help I need your siyata dishmayo to be able to help me in the correct fashion. So that's Hashem Safasai Tiftach of Yegiti Lasecha, a tefillah lifnei hatefillah, prayer before the prayer. So what's the Hareni Muchan Muzuman? So listen to this. Amar Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha. Rabbi Nachman said the following. La'avod Hashem. The Rebbe's words here are very profound. He says, La'avod Hashem, Tesorah Kadosh Baruch Hu. Eini yodea mihu sheyuchal lomar sheya'avod es Hashem, lefi gadlos habori yisbaruch. So this is what the Rebbe writes. He says, the truth is, I'm not sure that I know anyone who is able to say that he's actually able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deserves to be served. So you hear this? I'm not sure that I know of a person who's able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in accordance with the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi she'odeh ma'at migdulasa yizbaruch. So anyone who knows even just a little bit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. Eini yodeh ech yuchalomar she'avodosa yizbaruch. I don't know. I don't know how could I, if I know even just a little bit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, could I really say that I am serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Could I really say that ultimately I'm properly serving God? If I know God just a little bit, could it possibly be that I know that I'm serving Him correctly? So Moses, you hear the Shaila, by the way? It's a fundamental Shaila. Here, I'm serving the Malach Machayam Lachim. There are incredible expectations, incredible responsibilities. And I can't do it, meaning, in reality, I can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way God really deserves to be served. It was a lahavdil. Lahavdil. A person does something for their loved one, whether it's for a spouse or whether it's for a parent. There should be a... I think there's a chair. Yeah? So let's say for a spouse, for a person, for a loved one, for whoever it may be. So think about this. So your mother... Right, your mother. So a person goes ahead and wants to go ahead and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chemi just asked for it. You know, takes more time. The Remiza. The Remiza is more complicated. Right? So let's say Mother's Day, Father's Day, a birthday, something. A person wants to express HaKaras HaTov towards someone who brought them into this world who loved them. There aren't words. I think about this in just a moment. There aren't words that you could say to your parents. There aren't. Thank you. You're a great mother. You're a great father. Thank you for the sleepless nights. Thank you for paying the tuition. Thank you for those. And that's just in a human relationship. Rabbi Nachman is asking the fundamental question. And this, by the way, you should know, for some, this is exceptionally overwhelming, because the issue then becomes, I don't really know if I could ever do it right. Could I ever actually serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the right fashion? So what's the answer? When I know that I can serve Malchut HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the right way, so what should I do? Look what the Rebbe writes. He says this in paragraph A, still three lines in, Raka Iker Hu HaRatzon. You know, you often can't control how things turn out, but you can absolutely control the Ratzon. You could control the will and the desire you put into something. Lihios ritzono chazak v'takif tamid l'hiskarev eilav yisbarach. That a person has to have a strong will to constantly come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe says something amazing. The way we define success in Judaism is not really by your actions, but it's ultimately what is your ratzon. What is your will? So if I see, we'll say, what's the chilek? What's the chilek between ratzon and maisa? What's the chilek ultimately, again, between someone's ratzon, between their will, their intentions, and the action? What's the chilek? Think about this for a moment.
What?
Why? Meaning why? Why? Because the maisa, a ratzon, because it's in the olam hamachshava, has the ability to be perfect. A maisa is never perfect. A maisa can't, it's impossible, because a maisa has certain physical, reality, mundane limitations. A ratzon could be perfect, a machshava, a teshuka, a desire, that could be perfect, because in the olam machshava, excuse me, in the world of thought, in the world of feeling, I can have a perfect feeling, I can have a perfect thought. The execution of that thought into action is often fraught with incredible difficulties. So the Rebbe therefore says, the best thing we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not our maisa, it's not the action, but it's the ratzon. That's what it means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the bochein levavos. What is God really looking for? Now I want to be clear. Meaning don't take this to the wrong conclusion, which is that the maisa doesn't matter. The maisa matters immensely. But if one is looking for perfection in Avodas Hashem, perfection of Avodas Hashem never comes in the Olam HaMaisa, it only comes in the Olam HaMachshava. By the way, you should know the Sfas Emes brings down this idea, and the Sfas Emes says, he says, this is why sometimes preparation for the mitzvah is even greater than the mitzvah itself. Why? Because in the preparation, there's the excitement, there's the yearning, there's the passion, there's just the excitement that's there. That's perfect. The maisa may or may not be perfect. He goes on, he says, Va'af al-pi shakol chafetzim rotzim la'avon. Love them. Even though everyone wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, af al-pi kein lo kol ha-retzono shavim. We'll say not all wills and not all desires are the same. He says, V'yesh chilukim rabim b'ratzon. In the world of ratzon, there are many distinctions. Afilu ba'adam echad ba'atzmo, b'chol itza b'chol rega, yesh chilukim gidol b'in ratzonos. We'll say, you hear what the Rebbe is saying over here? This is a very different approach. We often think that the goal in our Judaism is to act, is to focus on action. Judaism is an actional religion. And that is true. We have to focus on our actions, and we don't wait till we feel it, or till we feel inspired, or till we feel uplifted to act. We act, and we act now. But the Rebbe says, what's the goal? The goal in life is to go ahead and refine my ratzon, to create an internal will to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that not every single mitzvah is a struggle, not every single tefillah is a struggle, not every chesed is a struggle. The goal is, this is by the Mishnah Avos, Asei Ritzoncha Kirtzono. Make your will like his. That's the goal. By the way, you see this in relationships as well, right? What's the goal? What's the goal of a good marriage? What's the goal of a good marriage?
Compromise.
Good. Absolutely. That's a tool. Is that the goal? I don't know if that's the goal. The goal of a real marriage is really when two people are in such sync that I want to do what my wife wants. We all do what our wives want. That's not the shayla. Meaning, the result is going to be the same. Whatever you want is what's going to happen. But lamaitnachamim, take good notes on this. I know you're a chassan. You listen. You should take out a pen and paper. These are pearls. Took us probably all of us a long time to learn these lessons. But right. So I know I'm going to do what my wife wants. But the goal ultimately is to what? To actually make it what I want as well. That's what ultimately, again, is the ratzon. What is the will that I have? And he says, here's the idea. Ratzon is not a constant. You know, sometimes I feel like serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes I don't feel like serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, the ratzon isn't always a constant. It waxes and wanes. But that's my... I don't know. I was blown away by this. No, it's amazing you sowed. That's the avoda. Ribono Shel Olam, I want my ratzon to be your ratzon. At the end of the day, what's the greatest challenge in life? Is that God and I have competing agendas. Right? God's got his agenda, what he wants from me. I've got my agenda, what I want from me. The goal is to ultimately make my agenda his agenda. Or really, his agenda my agenda, to make my ratzon like his ratzon. Afilu ba'atz, it goes on, ha'klal she'ikuhu ha'ratzon v'akisufin, she'yiyya ko'seif tamid la'bisparach, u'besoch kach, mispalin v'lom din mitzvah. So what says, see here this chap? So this is the idea. This is the hareini muchan u'mezuman. There are three parts to this. Hareini muchan, I'm ready, u'mezuman, and prepared, l'kaye mitzvah saseh. Now, I don't understand, why do I have to say this? Or say, you fill in the blank. I'm about to pick up, you know where else people often say this? Where you often see this done a lot? What other mitzvah? Sfira, right? So there it's also brought down because tefillin people do it, and also by lulav and esrog, right? Even in the machzor itself, and even the article machzor, right? The yiratzon is there, the harini muchra mezuman. So like, you ever wonder about this? Yeah, I'm holding my lulav and esrog. What else am I doing if I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah? What am I doing? So why do I have to say harini muchra mezuman? Says there because it's two different things. Yes, I'm doing the ma'isa mitzvah. But before the ma'is, I'm saying hareini muchan u'mezuman means ribono shel olam. This for me is not just a behavioral act. This act is a manifestation of my ratzon. This act is a manifestation of what I truly want out of life. You know what I want out of life? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to tell you. Hareini muchan u'mezuman lekayim mitzvos aseh shel. I'm going to tell you what my ratzon is. My ratzon is, I want to do mitzvos. My ratzon is, I want to learn your Torah. My ratzon is, I want to do chesed. My ratzon is, I want to help. That's my ratzon. Now, sometimes it's not my ratzon. Sometimes my ratzon doesn't express itself in my behaviors. But that's as Rabbi Nachman is the chap. That's as Chassidus puts such an incredible emphasis on the hinni muchan u'mezuman. That is not about the physical act. The physical act is obvious. It's aligning what I want out of life together with what I'm doing in life. And I must say, this raises an incredible question, which is, you know, a question we have to ask ourselves, what do I want out of life? I mean, you shouldn't ask what I want out of life. You should ask what you want out of life. But all of us, that, what do I want out of life? We'll say, it's you should ask it to yourself, the chedrei chedarim, when you're alone with yourself for a few minutes. You know, what do I want out of life? It's very telling, like, what a person answers to that. Is it a lot of money? Is it fame? Is it coveted? Is it righteous children? Like, what? You know, like, Maslow had his hierarchy of needs, right? So remember, on Maslow's pyramid, so he has food and shelter. I think it's food and shelter on the top one. Shelter, safety. Sure, right? Good. So food, right? Food and shelter on the top one.
Right.
Then a hot shower. So what's the chap? You know, Maslow purposely chose a pyramid. Why? Because Lemaisa, again, at the end of the day, the chap of a pyramid is that there can only be one thing on top. You see, most of us like to think in life, I don't have a pyramid, I've got like a building. So what's the beautiful part about a building? There's four different bricks there. So this is important, this is important, this, and they're all... No, Maslow was a smart man. Yesh chachma bagayim. There's wisdom. I think, was he Jewish?
Abraham.
We'll claim him.
We'll claim him. He's ours. We've just officially, I think, who is it? The Mormons do that, right? The Mormons convert people after they die. So, all right, fine. Yeah, we'll make him a Shabbat from on Shabbos. So it'll be it sounds like a Jewish name. Avram. Avram Aslam. Now then, for sure. Fine. So it's a genius idea. He said, no, life is not a building. Life is a pyramid. So the chap of the pyramid is, what is on the top? What is the most important thing to you? I will say, this is a question that many of us go through life and we never answer. We never answer. The truth is, we really avoid answering it, because if we're honest, we're a little bit embarrassed about what's on the top of the pyramid, right? I'm sorry? Jewish, okay. Wikipedia? Baruch Hashem. All right, good. All right, so if we're honest, sometimes we're a little bit embarrassed at what's on top of the pyramid, but it's a very instructive exercise. If somebody were to ask me right now, you have to tell me, what is the most important thing to you in life? What would it be? So Rabbi Nachman says that the goal should be, the ultimate aspiration for a Jew, is the top of that pyramid is my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because everything comes from that. Remember, this is before Rabbi Nachman. We find this where? By David HaMelech. What did David HaMelech say? Acha sha'alti me'eis Hashem osa v'akesh. Yibon Hashem, I have one request of you. What's the one request? Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. I want to dwell in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the days of my life. So interestingly enough, so the Malbim asks on that, he said, Darmach, that's the only request you have to dwell in the house of God? What about children? What about Parnasa? What about your spouse? What about your wealth? What about all this other stuff? So Malbim says something, Darmach understood that if you're shifty b'veis Hashem, if you are close, if you have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything else flows out of that. Now I want to be clear. It doesn't mean that if you have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything goes exactly according to plan. And everything happens exactly as you wanted it. And you click your heels together, say three kapet lachav tehillim, and shalom Yisrael. Of course, it doesn't work like that. But what it means is when a person is solid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person has a relationship, when my ratzon is the Ribono Shel Olam's ratzon, when the Ribono Shel Olam's ratzon is my ratzon, when God and I are in this synergistic partnership together, in this thing called life, David HaMelech understood, everything else falls into place. Everything falls into place. And says the Rebbe, makes you, now you understand why it's important to say Hareini Muchan Umezuman. Says the Rebbe, that's Hineni or Hareini Muchan Umezuman. What's the Muchan? What, I'm ready? Of course I'm ready. I'm glue in my hand. It means my Ratzon is ready. I'm at the point where my will is your will. What you want is what I want. Of course I'm about to do the behavioral act, but I'm so much bigger than just the behavior. I've now aligned my Ratzon with my son. That's Hareini Muchan Umezuman, the ultimate aspiration of the Jew, that I'm not just serving God with my body, with my physicality, but I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my Ratzon, where I'm able to answer with pride that the top stone on that pyramid is not anything Gashmi, it's not anything material, but instead, ultimately, again, it's about my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on. He says, let's skip a little bit. Actually, skip, go, fine. So that's, the truth is in paragraph C, he just elaborates on this. He says, V'hosif, V'zeh b'chinas ma'asha anu orm kodim kol mitzvah. This is what we say before every single mitzvah. Hareini muchan umezuman l'kayim mitzvahs tefillin o tzitzis u'kiyotzei. This is what we mean when we say, behold, I am ready. I am ready and prepared to fulfill this particular mitzvah. U'kiyotzei. Kizeh b'chinas ratzon. What I'm saying is, Ribono shel Olam, my ratzon is ready to serve you. I'm ready to serve you not just with my body, but with my will, with my desire as well. Shanu modim umegalim befinu. Ritzoneinu hachazak l'kayim mitzvos avis barach. I'm showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that ultimately I want to fulfill his mitzvos. Ki ein alonu koach l'kayim mitzvos avis barach keroi. In that statement, I say, Ribono shel Olam, here's what I know. My putting on tefillin, it's not going to be perfect. Well, so how do I know it's not going to be perfect? How do I know? You know what the halachas of tefillin is? What else tefillin is? You're not supposed to think about anything else besides tefillin and tefillah when you're wearing tefillin. Eschatani maskir. Not a day goes by that I can keep my mind focused on tefillin. So here, mamish, I have a beautiful pair of tefillin. They're gassos. They're beautiful. Mamish, beautiful. I can honestly say that I don't know if I've ever actually fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin the way it's supposed to be fulfilled. And so every single day I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm just telling you straight out, the act is going to be flawed. I try harder every single day, the act is going to be flawed. But there's one thing I can give you that's pure, and ultimately, again, that's my ratzon. That's my will. My desire to perform this mitzvah is so pure and so holy. He goes on, Rak anu omrim sh'anu muchanim umizuman anekayim, sh'zeh b'chinas ratzon, v'azai, listen to this, v'azai ha-mitzvah na'asis memela b'siyu Hashem Yisbarach. Then the Rebbe says something amazing happens, which is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees what my true ratzon is, when God sees that my true will is to fulfill His mitzvos in the right way, something amazing happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps me to perform the act with purity and holiness. Why? Ki haba l'tahar misayin oso. Because ultimately, again, when you want to become tahor in life, the Ribono Shel Olam helps you. V'hakol me'ito yisbarach, everything comes from God. V'ikar avodosenu hu haratzon shubechinas mashar ani muchan u'mezuman. So that is something absolutely amazing. That's how ani muchan u'mezuman. The power ultimately to go ahead. The power ultimately to go ahead and to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my action may be deficient, but I'm giving my ratzon as well. Ben, what were you going to say?
Outside of like Moshe Rabbeinu or Chabos, has there been anyone who's ever fulfilled the action, the intent?
I'm sure there are. Look, remember, if you're asking the question of, has there ever been anyone who's done it all the time consistently, I don't know. But are there moments? Sure, we have moments also. Meaning, we have days where my tefillah is great. We have days where my chesed is perfect. Days where I fulfill my mitzvot in the right way. I was just giving a personal example of tefillin, something I struggle with. But lemaisa, people can achieve this state. Absolutely we could achieve it. It's hard. It's hard. So do I know? I don't know. You know, this, remember, this is not an objectively observable state. This is something that happens on the inside of man. But can people reach this level? 1,000%.
Do you think it's because
of the Beis HaMikdash that we have? I don't know. I think the absence of the Beis HaMikdash makes achieving closeness to God more difficult. It doesn't make it impossible. Anything. So I said, let me end off with one last maysa. Let's take a look. This is actually just beautiful. Go turn to paragraph G. We're going to continue a little bit, probably on this theme a little bit more next week, Emir Tzashem, because I think it's a very beautiful use. So look what he writes here, paragraph G. The Medrash. I'm sorry. The Medrash. Amru v'ayibarach Elokim es yom ha'shiva ha'kadesh osa. So we'll say, this is, by the way, going to change your Kiddush forever. So the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the seventh day, or I should say, He blessed the seventh day and He sanctified it. Berchu ba'ar panav shal adam. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, He blessed it. How did He bless the seventh day? He blessed it with the shining countenance of man. Kidshu ba'ar panav shal adam. Lo dome ar panav shal adam koyimos ha'shavua. Kimoshu dome b'shabbos. A person's face looks different on Shabbos than it does during the week. Or at least we'll say, at least for those days, a person's face is supposed to look different on Shabbos than it does. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us with Hadras Panim, with additional light in our face. Paragraph H. The Kasa Marino Arab Rabbi Nasan Zechoron Lebracha, Arabin Zechoron Lebracha, Einav Hayu Mi'iros Kashemesh V'Kiareach Mamesh. The listeners of Osai, Rabbi Nachman's, his eyes, used to be illuminated. They would shine like the sun and like the moon. Mamish. Lest you think that this is an exaggeration. Mamish. Beprat b'Shabbos Kodesh, hayu einav me'iros ma'od ma'od. His eyes were exceptionally luminescent on Shabbos. Upanav hayu me'iros u'ma'adimos ma'od b'Shabbos Kodesh. His face was like flush. His face was red with vibrancy on Shabbos. U'mishalo ra otzem kiddushas av rishay shahavis tevekusa b'Shabbos Kodesh. And anyone who did not see Rabbi Nachman's incredible kiddusha and fire of devekos, fire of connection on Shabbos, v'seidra kiddushalo b'lo Shabbos im seidra shochan, and anyone who didn't see Rabbi Nachman's kiddush, and the way Rabbi Nachman conducted his meal, mishalo ra azos, lo ra tuv me'olam. If you didn't see Rabbi Nachman's face on Shabbos, if you didn't see the way Rabbi Nachman made Kiddush, if you didn't see the way Rabbi Nachman held the Shabbos Suda, conducted a Tish, then you know what? You haven't seen anything good in this world. First of all, you know what's heartwarming about this? This is his Talmud, Rabbi Nosson, describing him. Something so beautiful about having a relationship with a Rebbe like this, right? Rabbi Nosson sees in his Rebbe everything that's beautiful in this world, everything that's beautiful in Kedusha. And whoever did see Rabbi Nachman, there's one thing you could be clear, which is what? You'll never see anything like him again until Mashiach comes. Such a beautiful expression. Even if all of the seas were ink and the heavens were parchment, and even if all the seas were ink and the heavens were parchment, you would not be able to write down and to describe the beautiful holiness of Rabbi Nachman, the incredible sweetness, the pleasantness, the connection, shahaisa av ba'anava be'emes, that was laced with true humility, asher lo nira kazos me'olam, a humility, a love, a devotion, a holiness that's never been seen in this world before. V'chozel efit efisas datenu, milvat sisrei nistar shahayu labazeh. And I will say, says Rabbi Nassan, is only the tip of the iceberg. Because Rabbi Nachman was a man who you could understand very little of him from the outside, because his true essence was on the inside. Listen to this paragraph. I called him Kiddush. Get ready for this. Hayanota lakos biado. So Rabbi Nachman would lift up the Kiddush cup. V'haya omid zman rav im hakos biado lifnei ashulchan b'shtika. Rabbi Nachman would hold the cup in his hands silently. I don't know what it means. And all they heard from Rabbi Nachman was a little bit of a sound, histokakos. What's histokakos? Of yearning, of pining. Does that mean that Rabbi Nachman was singing? Does that mean that it was a niggin? Does that mean he was saying words? All they knew is that this great man was saying words of yearning, of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'ala az l'makom sha'alah. He went up, Rabbi Nachman went up to whatever place he went up to. And also, of course, that's not a geographic statement. That is a spiritual, wherever Rabbi Nachman went, he went. Acher kach, acher sheshahar be'ma'ot. After he waited a long time. Pasach piv b'ni'imos nifla'a yom hashishi. And only after he achieved this heightened and lofty level did he open his mouth and say, Yom HaShishi. So Rosh said, I think this is important for a couple of reasons. Now, I'm not suggesting that you should keep your family waiting, you know, while you sit there holding the cup silently. I'm sorry?
In August or early.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, sometimes if somebody's holding the Kiddush cup, someone could be they fell asleep, Mamash Friday night. But what is the idea? The idea is that what Rabbi Nachman is teaching us is that Kiddush, like most Dvarim Shebekdusha, require preparation. So that maybe the Avoda ultimately is that on Friday night, I don't just pick up the kos and I don't just go ahead and start Kiddush, but rather what? A little bit of Kavana, a little bit of Ishtokukos. Whether it's the Hareini Muchan or Mezuman, or whether it's just a couple of words of thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me another week of life, or thankfulness for Shabbos. But some special words that allow us to take our neshamas up just a notch. Some special words that allow that beauty to fill our face, that beauty to fill our soul. And only after that should we begin with Yom HaShishi. Only after we prepare ourselves just a little bit, Hareini Muchan or Mezuman, and we align our Ratzon ultimately with the Mice of Kiddush, then and only then should we welcome in the Shabbos Malkasa. All right, the boss will step over here.